Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Wow, it's cold. And for all you people in Florida sending me pictures of it being warm, shame on you. That's just wrong. I'm opening up the chat room. Feel free to join us anytime in the chat room. You can do that by going to Blog Talk Radio and giving yourself a chat name. Hopefully, one of the most shameless announcements. All right. I need something warmest. I don't know what to start with. I've got a lot of great songs. Betty Jo Tucker is already listening via her phone because she has a hard time getting in there. I think it has to do with the servers. I want to play something from Natalie Buscalar's new CD, which is coming out in March. So I'm going to try and find you the title song. The new CD is called L'Intérieur de l'Air Intérieur. So I'm going to play that for you, okay? Natalie Buscalar, straight from France.
We'll be right back.
Wow, Anatomy Bousculaire. That was definitely techno. That's going to be on their new CD coming out this March. So you want to check it out. You can go to their Facebook page, Anatomy Bousculaire. And I just want to say a shout-out last night to 13th Street Comedy Night and Jillian Cohen, you rock, and Tom Newell, you rock, and Lisa Harmon, you rock. A very fun night. Always there. And I think Lisa has Mike there on Wednesday nights at the Phoenix. That's on 13th Street off of A. You want to check them out. It's very fun stuff going on there, and they're very nice people. You want to check that out. I can't believe how cold it is. But it's like ridiculously cold. Like, you know, you go to touch your ears and you go, ah. All right. Okay, Nancy, enough of that. Let's get on to the crazies. Shall we get on to the crazies? I know. I want to check out, I'm looking for something here, but it's only going to be a half-hour show today, so I just want to warn you of that, and let's see what we're going to do here. All right, I'll find you something here, don't worry. How about something to moms everywhere, a little something.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me cray to the Z. Make me.
Do you remember me?
Mom,
I was just going to call you. Is that a funny thing? You know that I had my hand
Arthur,
on the phone.
You were supposed to call me last Friday.
Mother, honey, I know. I just didn't have a second, and I could cut my throat.
Arthur, I sat by that phone all day Friday.
Honey, I was working.
Day Friday night.
Darling, I was in the lab.
And all day Saturday.
Day
Sunday.
Mom.
And your father finally said to me, Phyllis, eat something. You'll faint. I said, no, Harry, no. I don't want my mouth to be full when my son calls.
Mom.
And you never called.
Mother, I was sending up a rocket. I didn't have a second.
Well, it's always something, isn't it?
All right, honey, look.
You know, Arthur, I'm sure that all the other scientists there have mothers. And I'm sure that they all find time after their breakfast or before their count-off to pick up a phone and call their mother.
Honey, listen, now you have me on the phone.
And you know how I worry.
Well, that's the point.
I read in the paper that you're still losing them.
Mother. Mother, I don't lose them.
I nearly went out of my mind.
Honey, listen, I want
I thought, what if they're taking it out of his pay?
All right. That's it, Mom.
Wait,
just
so
please,
hot.
Honey,
I
tell
will
me
send
how you
a
are. Mother,
stamp
tell
if
me how
so
you are. How are you?
I'm sick.
I'm sorry to hear it. What's wrong?
Nothing. Well, you know what it is, Arthur.
Yeah.
It's the same thing it's always been.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
It's my nerves.
Yeah.
And, I went to the doctor.
Of course, yeah.
And
yeah.
He told me.
Yeah.
He said, listen, Mrs. White, you are a very nervous, very high-strung woman.
Yeah, well, God knows that's true.
And you cannot stand the slightest aggravation.
Well, no. Well, of course.
So I said, doctor, I know that.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
You know, I do. I know that.
Yeah.
I said, but you see, doctor, I have this son. And he's very busy, and it's the truth. He is. He's busy. I said, you see, doctor, he's too busy to pick up a phone and call his mother.
Mom, honey,
Arthur,
I want you to tell me.
When I said that to him, that man turned pale.
Mother.
He said, Mrs. White, I have been a doctor for 35 years.
Darling.
And I've never heard of a son too busy to call his mother.
I know, Mom.
That's just what he said to me, Arthur.
I know.
And that man is a doctor.
Mother, please, tell me, what did the doctor say they're going to do with you?
Well, I may be in the hospital for a while, so...
The hospital?
Yes.
But what are they going to do?
Well, they'll x-ray my nerves.
Mother, why don't you let me know? All you have to
darling,
do is drop me a card.
I don't want to aggravate you. Don't aggravate yourself.
You
never mind about
myself?
Me, darling. Please, listen, about you. How is your hangnail?
Mother, listen to me. Please, please, just don't worry.
Arthur, what does that mean? Honey, what does that mean, don't worry?
Well, nothing, actually. I don't know. I said the first thing that came into my head.
Listen to me, Arthur. I'm a mother.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And I...
Listen, what's the use of talking, you know? You're very young. Someday, honey, you'll get married.
Mom.
And you'll have children of your own.
Mom, please.
And, honey, when you do, I only pray that they make you suffer the way you're making me. That's all I pray, Arthur. That's a mother's prayer.
Okay, Mom, thanks for calling.
You're very sarcastic.
Mother, I am doing my best here. Now, you call. I tried to explain to you that I was busy. You will not listen.
All right, don't hit me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I bothered you when you were so busy. Believe me, I won't be around to bother you much longer. And listen, I hope I didn't make you feel bad.
Are you kidding? I feel awful.
Oh, honey, if I could believe that, I'd be the happiest mother in the world.
Well, Mother, what do you think? I feel rotten.
Oh, then, Arthur, honey, why don't you call me? Honey, you know, I know that I nag you.
You got a nagging mother. What are you going to do?
I'm kidding. But, honey, you know, you're my baby. And listen, you're the only baby I've got. And I'll tell you something, when you get to be 100 years old, you're still going to be my baby, you know? And when you don't call me, honey, I can't help it. I worry. And is that so hard to just pick up a phone and call your mommy? Is it? Oh, please, baby. Please.
Yeah, well, I will, I promise.
Oh, honey, if you do, you make your mommy so happy.
Well, if my mommy's happy, then I'm happy.
Oh, thank you, baby.
And mommy wants to wish you lots of luck with your rocket.
Thank you, mommy.
And you remember that mommy loves you.
I love you too, mommy.
Goodbye, baby.
Goodbye, mommy. Nanny, nanny, nanny.
I'm gonna blame it on my mother for what she did to me. For messing with my psyche since I was only three. For having as many fathers as there are seasons of the year. I'm gonna blame it on my mother every time I need a beer. Blame it on my mother for every story that she told, like the time we had no Christmas, said Santa died 'cause he was old. Once she wrecked my car, then denied it all to me. I'm gonna blame it on my mother and on heredity. I'm not gonna blame my mother. In fact, I'm kinda glad. You have to be creative, make up good from bad. She was full of joie de vie, no matter how it affected me. So if I'm gonna blame someone, I'm gonna. Because of your family. You're nuts. Because you're nuts. Crazy. Insane. Who are you trying to kid?
Just having fun. I guess I sort of just like improvise the show and just go with the thought. Today's thought, I guess I just was thinking of, that's one mother of a day. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to Betty Jo Tucker just tell you how it is in the movie world, and always an interesting guest. And, well, this upcoming show, February 24th, it's Guess Who Came to Dinner. It'll be actress Catherine Houghton talks about her experience filming the groundbreaking movie Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. And film critic Mac Bates shares his picks for best movies on the African-American experience. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner received 11 Oscar nominations and won two of them, Best Picture and Best Actress. Starred Sidney Poitier, Spencer Tracy, Katharine Hepburn. And you know her niece is Katharine Houghton. So it's just a full cycle of fun with Betty Jo Tucker. You don't want to miss out every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Don't forget the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Also, the Wacko Network, they're not here this morning, but I think they have a show running now at the same time. But we'll give out a shout to them and Chuck Skull, the Golden Age of Radio, Saturday mornings, and Kat Vecchione, I believe Saturday nights at 8 p.m. of Rock World. Did I get everybody? I hope so. We're missing Marco Polo today, aren't we? Yes, we are. All right, so stay tuned to Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters. Always fun, always fun. Okay, well, it's going to be a short show today. Again, a shout-out to my friends, Tom Newell, Jillian Cohen, Lisa Harmon, and Jack Hoffman, if you're listening on the treadmill. Oh, thanks for doing. James Redding, I think you said you were going to listen. If you are listening, I wish you would join the chat room so I would know, and then I would play you because I would know you were listening. Let me see, James, if I can quickly switch over to one of your songs to give you some air time. And, okay, don't forget to support the arts by supporting the arts, okay? And that means buying CDs. My CDs are available on CD Baby. Don't forget, my show tonight will also be on Friday nights, every Friday at 7 p.m., www.mnn.org if you live outside of the city, or on three channels in Manhattan. Here we go. Little James Tristan Redding. My daddy.
He's up before the farmers, and by sunset he's in bed. He drives a diesel hatchback, and his vote is always red. He writes in Hebrew, French, and Greek, and Latin, pig or not. My dad is a badass. He smokes for 30 years, and quit cold turkey like a boss. He eats raw onions every day, and don't forget to floss. He saves more souls than I corrupt, and walks faster than I drive. My dad is a badass. He in his 30s, college basketball was a perfect night at home, with a six-pack of Milwaukee's best and a couple cheese tombstones. Now he's all about talk radio and Brussels sprouts and tea. Yeah, my dad is a badass. Dry as dust. He's a black belt on piano, and he'll always have my trust. He rescues kittens, won't wear mittens, collects old copper coins. My dad is a badass. Yeah, my dad is a badass.
So I had a little accident with my husband's car. I'm backing out of the garage, and I took off the side view mirror. Oh, please. In my defense, I don't think it was that well attached. Someone who has done this. Yes, yes. I'm there, honey, who needs that mirror anyway, you know? I remember when my Irish grandmother came down to Greenwich, And we're in a traffic jam. She's there, Jane darling, beep your horn. And I'm there, no, Grandma, we don't do that here. She's there, beep your feckin' horn. And I wouldn't. She stuck her head out the window. She's there, move your fat ass. Thank you, Grandma. That's going to help us get in the country club. Yeah. Thanks, Grandma. Oh, yeah. I still remember the country club interview. That was, yeah, another finest moment of Janie Condon. Yeah. This Wall Street guy, they have, like, cocktail parties, and he just kind of cut me from the herd. And he's there, oh, so, Jane, where did you summer as a child? I've never heard summer used as a verb. But I like to think I'm quick on my feet. And I said, well, actually, we summered where we wintered. Okay. We summered on the screen porch. We wintered in the den. Let me introduce you to my husband. He shows well. Yeah. My one regret about my kids is I wish I'd disciplined them more. One time we were out on a sunfish, and my little one as a teenager, he was back-talking me. And I tried to rise above it, and then he back-talked me again, and I just tossed the kid off the boat. I did, and I said, you can swim home. Well, the kid was in shock. He's unaccustomed to such treatment, being a child of Fairfield County, right? And he's there, Mom, I'm going to report you to social services. And I said, go ahead. They remove you from the home, not me. One for the moms, yeah!
All right, that ends our show today. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Guests are coming to dinner. Thanks, Betty Jo.
I've got 1,000 statements piled up to the ceiling, but I'd much rather read a book. My TV just got 100 brand new stations, and I think each deserves a look. Procrastination, la 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 la, procrastination, la 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 la, procrastination, la 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 la. This would have had more words, but I never finished the chorus. La 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 la, procrastination. I'm on the verge of being evicted from the basement, and I don't have a place to go. So I should probably try and look for an apartment, but I'd rather play in the snow. Procrastination, la 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 la, procrastination, la 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 la, procrastination, la 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 la. This would have had more words, but I still didn't finish the chorus. La 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 la, procrastination.
Okay, don't forget tonight you can see me upstate at Villa Roma. If those in the Westchester area, just go to my Facebook page. I've been posting it there. Thank you for tuning in. This is Nancy Lombardo, Blog Talk Radio, Comedy Concepts. Bye-bye.